This audio recording provides a summary of the articles contained in the special issue of the Higher Learning Research Communication Journal for 2021, titled Implications of COVID-19 on Higher Education. In essays, Robert Funk, in the essay Challenges for Higher Education in Times of COVID, How Three Countries Have Responded, shows how the pandemic magnified the issues of financing of higher education, learning logistics, and income and technological inequalities. The availability of funding for college students to pay tuition and housing and for former students to pay loans has helped ease the barriers to educational access, but these are temporary solutions and make plain a larger problem of financing higher education. Technological inequalities present not only in Chile, Canada, and the United States, but globally threaten the goals of equal access to education in general and specifically during the times of the pandemic when the only access to higher education is through a stable internet connection. Mohanad Halewa, in the essay Are Universities Using the Right Assessment Tools During the Pandemic and Crisis Times, makes the case for using project-based learning as a means of assessment rather than online exams as a more authentic way to assess students who are learning remotely from the university. The first priority is students meeting course learning outcomes. Project-based assessment can ensure that students are learning course material without the pitfalls associated with online exams, such as technological and privacy issues related to access to proctoring software. The author discusses seven key aspects of project-based learning, how they were applied to a course he teaches, innovation and entrepreneurship, and how student learning is assured. Merith Weissman, in the essay Remote Community Engagement in the Time of COVID-19, a surging racial justice movement, wildfires, and an election year, looks at community engagement in a California, United States institution of higher education and how her program was impacted due to multiple crises that included the COVID-19 pandemic. Community engagement is a program that typically relies on face-to-face placements of students into communities. The author describes how she was able to adapt her program during a period that included some of the most defining moments in recent United States history that happened simultaneously: the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and confronting structural racism. In empirical research, Sudipta Roy and Bonnie Covelli, in their research, COVID-19-induced transition from classroom to online mid-semester, case study on faculty and students' preferences and opinions, assessed faculty and students at a liberal arts college in the Midwestern United States during the transition to fully remote learning in order to understand the experience of faculty and students with online teaching and learning, the challenges associated with the transition, changes in comfort level with the new requirements, and students' perceptions of their overall experience with the transition. They generally found that the impact of the transition varied with previous experience with online teaching and learning. The researchers also found that students had less interest in online learning than before the pandemic. The results point to the importance of institutional preparedness for similar events that might occur in the future, and that this event provides an opportunity for developing and implementing best practices in online pedagogy. Gail Cota Natale, Paula Cesas Mayo, Silvia Lucia Frateschi Trivelato, Patricia Marcen Anvier, and Danielle Manzoni de Almeida, a research team from Brazil and France, in their article Evidence of Scientific Literacy Through Hybrid and Online Biology Inquiry-Based Learning Activities, examine the ability of students to use appropriate science practices in hybrid and online versions of active learning-based activity that was originally designed for face-to-face instruction. An activity related to organ transplant health that had been taught in face-to-face instruction was developed as a three-phase instruction process. The researchers analyzed written reports for evidence of the presence of four categories of epistemic practices and found evidence that students are learning the necessary scientific practices even in hybrid and online settings, providing confidence that even technical courses previously considered only appropriate for in-person instruction can be effectively taught online. Agata Benito, Kubra Dogan Yenisei, Kavita Khanna, Manuel Philippe Massis, Rosa Maria Monge, Mehmet Ali Tugatan, Luis Diego Vega Araya, and Rekha Vig in their research Changes That Should Remain in Higher Education Post-COVID-19, a Mixed Methods Analysis of the Experiences at Three Universities, examine student and faculty perceptions of the transition to remote emergency delivery at universities in Turkey, India, and Costa Rica. The article presents the experiences of the three universities during the transition, and using mixed methods approaches, the authors combined and analyzed data from over 2,500 students from the three institutions to discover commonalities of experience. They found that students discovered advantages to a hybrid format that balances the best of distance delivery and in-person meetings. Faculty and students reacted favorably to digital components of their experiences and expressed a desire to maintain some of these when their academic life returns to a new normal. A fair number of faculty felt that learning outcomes could not be achieved as effectively as in the classroom, and that faculty could use more support and training in online pedagogy. In the next article, Jorge Chavez, Rosa Barrera, Rosa Montaño, Jaime Sanchez, and Jaime Faure, in their research Quality of Online Learning Participation in a Context of Crisis, quantitatively analyzed messages posted in discussion forums in an online first-year computer programming module in a computer science degree program at a university in Chile. The researchers coded the responses for information level, including peer information, idea contribution, content processing, task situation, and motivation. They then used regression to show that final course grade, number of words in the forum, and self-perceived learning predict higher information level. Based on these findings, the authors proposed the need for guidelines that clearly define online classroom activity and steer students to the types of discussions that lead to attaining new knowledge. These guidelines include providing clarity in concepts, deadlines for participation, and the connection between participation and course grade. These, along with teacher participation, are critical in planning the online learning process. Lee Statlander and Amy Sickle, in their research brief, qualitatively examine interview data taken 1 month and 3 months after COVID isolation began to understand how self-isolation affected land-based and online faculty. While online faculty were more satisfied with their home office experience, both online and land-based faculty felt increased stress because of isolation. The researchers suggest that future research should focus on how burnout and work from home interact to impact positive feelings about work.